Have you seen that new Netflix doc on American Apparel?
I knew it was finna be crazy when this was damn near the first scene.
I was off work. It was probably 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. My phone rang and it was Dove, the head of the whole company. He didn't say anything other than just, "I hate you." And then he just hung up.
That hit home in a way that most people wouldn't even understand. I went to fit them during their peak. And like most fashion kids at the time,
I thought American Apparel was the shit.
They weren't just a brand. They were our entire cultural movement. Everything was made right here in LA, which in fashion is rare. I even thought about applying there, but the stories that I heard from some of the girls at school made me think twice. It felt off, but in LA, you just kind of assume maybe this is just how the industry is. And don't even get me started on Dove Charney's obsession with the 48 Laws of Power, how Robert Greene was on the board of American Apparel. I've read the 48 Laws. And let's just say I've had a couple bosses who seem to follow every law to a T. I interned for a brand called Robot is the Future, just blocks away from American Apparel. And honestly, nobody really cared about anything but the bottom line. But here's the truth. Most clothes are made overseas in sweatshops by people whose lives we don't even think about. That's why I created Brilliance Limited. Limited edition drops, no sweatshops, no wasteful overproduction. And if you love fashion, you can respect the hands that make it. Every piece is handmade by me with intention. We're not just fast fashion. We're not mass produced. We're building a team that cares about sustainability, about storytelling, creating rare pieces rooted in brilliance and the other side of paradise. Save this video and follow if you believe in American-made art apparel and want to see fashion done the right way.